It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 807.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
Just having a bit of a clap for that.
Just clap it in, move the body. Whew. You know, it's a good day, or is it?
Well, I'm not happy about what you gave me for lunch.
You know, when you try and do good by your buddies, mm-hmm. and, you know, you try and organise Fat Fridays because, you know, George and Mason won't.
That's true.
Someone's going to do it. And you decide to order your buddy, who you know quite well, you know, just a nice big Subway sandwich. You decide
to
do
it. Veggie
delight. You decide to do a bit of a tradie Friday, Fat Fridays, where you just, I was getting bakery treats. It would have been quintessential workplace sort of like tradie side at about 11 a.m. Mate, I'm going to the bakery. Mate, I'm going to Subway. So I went bakery. Josh went Subway. I ordered Subway through Uber Eats.
Well, I didn't go. You surprised me.
Yeah, but and I sent it through Uber because you know, there's, we're not working on a building site when, you know, in ISO. And what did you get?
We never work on a building site, even non-ISO. We're not working. Yeah.
We're the guys there in expensive clothes and doing filming for the day.
Yeah, we've got runners on, not, you know, really. We don't have
steel cap.
But yeah,
no steel cap.
That actually happened, but no. So when I got it, I was like, "This is very light." It was a light sandwich, and I, so when I felt it, when I felt the foot long, I thought that what it felt like was a foot long of cookies, because it was so sort of flimsy that it felt like they'd sort of put a bunch of cookies. And so I thought, this is an epic Fat Fridays. And so we were meant to do this earlier. My internet shit the bed. And so I said, can I just eat it? Like, what is it? Should I just eat it now or should I wait? You said, oh, no, just eat it now. It's a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was like, mate, I know you don't like the meat sandwiches from Subway. I was going to go the opposite and get you like a full-blown foot-long piece of meat. But I went the other way. I went Veggie Delight. And so according to my order, I ordered one Veggie Delight with Avo, Subway, footlong, choice of bread, Italian herb. Make my Subway Ultimate, include triple mozzarella, no. Preparation toasted, add cheese, natural cheddar, because I know JJ likes a bit of cheddar. Sauce, Chipotle Southwest. You can't go wrong with JJ and getting Southwest.
Yeah, I love Chipotle.
You know what? I was going to take off the cookie, but then I was like, nah, my boy needs something.
Yeah.
So I got him two, because I knew Breezy was there. She could have had half of the footlong.
She got the one of the cookies, yeah.
Oh, great. And I added a Coke No Sugar, 600 mil. Brought it up to a total of $22.24. I was like, fuck, that's a bit of a sting. Mine cost $8. Uh-huh. I got a Soso roll and an eclair and a Big M. And then I sent yours through. Mate, according to that, that sounds like I ordered a Veggie Delight with Avo, Subway, footlong. Well, so where's it gone wrong? Because what did you get
wrong? Is
what did you open up and see?
There was avocado and sauce, and then I realised as I started eating it, it had melted cheese. And so what you've done is you've tapped on Veggie Delight.
Yes.
But then if you look in the app, you can see when you were doing an order, you need to select what salad you want. And so for me, it's everything, including jalapenos and olives. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
And so that's where you were. What were you expecting? What you thought they were just going to put everything in?
Okay, here's where I got thrown off. I went down to another area to order you the Veggie Delight, or just a veggie, like a roll with vegetables or whatever it is. And I couldn't see it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't remove the meat. So I went up and it's like Veggie Delight. Click that. Went through so many options, dude. There's like 50 types of cheeses. Do you want to do some garlicky thing to it? Do you want to fucking, you know, it's ridiculous. And so I was on a FaceTime call with you guys at the time of doing it, and I thought I did it right, but it's a full Gronk move, and I've ordered you a roll with a bit of avo and sauce and cheese.
That's great. And so I wasn't going to eat it, but then I was like, this is my lunch. I don't want to waste it. It was...
Yeah.
It actually knocked me back into the depressive state that I was in. Like, it just... No, seriously, like, I reckon... I was saying that I'd watched documentaries on the Great Depression. That felt like... I know avocado is expensive, but it didn't feel like a complete meal.
Well, mate, I was pissed. $22. You know I don't like to waste money. Mm-hmm. And I put in my first complaint. You sent me a photo of it. And I said, you got to be shitting me.
What, and so, like, I so you took... were no, so but you were very defensive. Like, mate, that's what you normally get. That's no, almost said, what you're sort of implying.
You said, you got me a sandwich with fucking avo and sauce. I said, couldn't get you a veg sub that wasn't with avo. So, because that was the only one, the veggie with avo.
And you
knew
exactly where you went wrong. You just selected the top, but yeah. Then you didn't do it. They shouldn't allow it.
They shouldn't allow it because if it comes to a total of $22, no man, woman, dog, cat is buying something like that in their fucking right mind.
I feel like and it should be an opt-out of salads.
Well, it should be, so be loaded ticked. Up with everything. Yeah, yeah, definitely not beetroot. Yeah. Not beetroot, not jalapeno. You can't load those in. That's kind of edgy. Pineapple, you're a fucking maniac if you try and load that in without asking. Olives too. Who are you to be doing that to somebody?
I was wondering when you'd ordered this and I realized it was a sandwich. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Has he? Because I would normally ask for extra olives, extra jalapenos, extra pickle. Like I go extra on the things that a lot of people won't even get.
Yeah. And so I would have done that. And, you know, one of the things that threw me off too was beetroots, an extra 80 cents. And so at that point, I was only looking for things that were charging me more. I was like, obviously, they're not included and I won't get those. But anyway, I took the photo you sent me and I've made my first complaint to Uber.
Perfect.
So I went back into the app.
What'd you say?
And I found just like some random bit was like not happy with my order and it was like, what's wrong? And I just wrote, my Subway came with nothing inside.
And so when they write back, they're going to write back and say, you ordered it with nothing inside.
Hi, Tommy. Sorry to hear that order was delivered incorrect. This may be due to restaurants having loads of orders being processed at the time, which has caused them to overlook this. No worries. I'll do my best to help. Given the situation, I've gone ahead and refunded the entire amount of $22.24.
Oh, great. Can you order me something now as a
got budget, bro. What do you want? What do you want? I'll get it for you.
Well, so you had a chocolate eclair.
Oh, it was so naughty. It was, dude, I felt like I was about to spew after, but I was pretty happy. Like if I vomited after that, I would have been okay
eclair,
with it.
Please.
Where could I get one from?
I want a chocolate eclair now. I'll crack it.
Okay, this is
can
great.
Can you get two because I don't want Brie to have any of my chocolate eclair. And as I was telling you, when you were eating your chocolate eclair for many, many years, I thought they were chocolatey clairs. Chocolate because
people like sort chocolatey.
Of, yeah, like
it's a bit chocolatey, yummy.
Mask debate. It sounds, you know, they fucking merge it together. Masturbate.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. That. Yeah, two chocolate eclairs, please.
Okay. Chocolate, like it's from a chocolate shop or a bakery.
Yeah. Well, just tell me, what's that? I always get the name wrong. It's the Claire Bakehouse or whatever it's called.
The eclair, what do you mean?
No, there's a, what's the famous bakery in Melbourne?
Brunetti's.
No, but there's another one. Brunetti's another is probably one? On there. But when I think about Brunetti's.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the
what do you feel like?
Brunetti's, I just think they're too petite, too small. They're like fancy.
Sorry, the food's too small.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because the restaurant itself is the biggest
establishment. No. What am I thinking of? Bakehouse. What's the one that's like it starts with a P and I thought it was a C maybe?
You're going to be fucking pissed.
What? They're out
chocolate
of chocolate
eclairs? Sold out.
Could you?
Oh, hang on. Salted caramel eclair.
Can you get me sent a cake?
Would you get caramel? Would you get salted caramel eclair?
No, thank you.
You won't do it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to. That was from Ferguson's Bakehouse.
That's exactly the one I was thinking of. Ferguson's.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it Ferguson Claire Bake? Claire. Thank you. Yeah, Claire. Claire. Thank you, Sarah.
Ferguson Claire.
I thought it was Claire.
Okay.
Rain Man because in the comments is saying Loon. Loon is close by to my joint.
Yeah, but they don't do eclairs, do they? Is that
that would be sort of your
dude. I think literally the only
cake.
Place...
Can you send me a cake,
Luke? Okay,
count it as my 30th for September. Just get me a cake. Yeah,
this is hilarious. Well, what I can get you a cake from Brunetti's. Do you want a cake from Brunetti's?
Yes, please.
Actually, I can get you a cake from
Ferguson. Or you could go Ferguson to... what about Max Brenner?
Mate, there's not everything on here. It's
have you
not
got
like
my address in there?
Yeah, I got your address in here. There's a cake. Cherry on the Run. Nah, some of these are absolutely ridiculous.
Calvin in
dude.
The comments was saying, surely Keith's Pies are on the radar to get to Collingwood.
Keith's Pies.
Yeah, but does Keith... Actually, do you know what I'd love? I want a key lime.
Oh, no, Keith's Pies are in here.
But I don't want, mate, a pie, I want a cake.
Hot lead. Hot lead. No, but this is where you get this stuff from.
Okay.
Like, usually there's... Okay, desserts are all sold out. It's a hard state of affairs here, guys.
I don't... I'll tell you what I don't feel like. I don't feel like a brownie. I had a brownie early ISO and it was just... I could have made one better myself, which is saying something.
Oh, no.
It was bad. Any other... I don't want ice cream. Don't get me ice cream. I want something that's like a sponge cake.
Was this after school for your mum every day?
Well, yeah, mum would always have some sort of baked good, yeah.
But having this convo of like, no, I don't want a bloody cheesecake.
Well, we've spoken about the biggest blow up that I would have as a kid was when mum would get us iced donuts, but she didn't realise that she had precious cargo, and so the donuts would flip and the icing would hit the roof of the plastic wrapper and it would stick to it, and they're fucked at that point. Like, I don't want them, chuck them.
What about a cheese and pear crumble?
No. I don't want a crumble. I don't want anything crumbled.
What about cheesecake cookies? Like, it's a cake with cheesecake cookies inside.
So I could do cheesecake, but I don't understand what the cookie bit means.
I am sorry. There is 5 mixed eclairs, different flavors.
Okay.
Would you take that?
How big are they?
I don't know. Box of five mixed eclairs randomly selected from our range. Can we do that? Because what we'll send you over the edge is if they don't send a chocolate one.
Definitely. I mean, it is, it's like Tim Tams or whatever, going something that's non-traditional, like going some sort of... So what is it? Like, I need to know the price so I get a sense of the size.
It's $8, $16.
Seems like a decent chunk.
Leave it at door is required.
Yeah, perfect. Tell them to dial my apartment number. Great. So I'm getting my chocolate eclairs.
You're getting, hopefully, a chocolate eclair within it.
By the end of the show, how long does it say until it will arrive?
God, they're really throwing in like the tip function. They're doing heaps.
Yeah.
You seem far away from this address. Oh, it's on to me.
That's because you're booking it for me.
Yeah, love that. That's great. Anyway,
so what's the arrival time?
Sorted. Hang on. It's ordering 3:35.
Yeah. So in 20 minutes. So
20 minutes.
The end of the show. We'll be finishing the show with me eating a chocolatey Claire, which would be great.
Chocolatey Claire.
How can we have more fun?
In general, in life, does fun exist within your four walls is what I want to say. Like, how do you...
At my place?
Yeah, like, I think, to be honest, the fun probably comes... And I'm sure you have this with Bree, you're just, like, laughing and, you know, joking around. And
no, we don't.
But Bodie brings a lot of fun. Like, he's a kid you could just chase around. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in his little cubby house, we're making shit. But, yeah, I agree. It's, like, the fun for Amy and I... Yeah, we probably need to have a bit more fun, don't we?
You were doing the horse video. That was fun. When did you actually do that?
That was really... Nah, that was ages ago. I was really high and I thought it was the funniest thing on earth.
It was very funny. And so it was you you pretending to be a jockey and then Amy would sort of bend over and pretend to be the tail.
Well, no.
Why did you even send that to me?
Because I thought Amy sent it to me. Mm-hmm. Just because you came across it, and then I sent it to you because I thought it was hilarious, posted it. I'm going to post it. It's a thing where if you've got a partner with long hair, you need somebody with long hair. Mm-hmm. They bend forward, and the hair just like flops down and looks like the tail of a horse. And then you stand at the bum facing away from them, and you both bob up and down.
It's great. It's fun.
So good. That was fun. But I, yeah, I just make
a joint.
So
fun
maybe
things.
That's why I thought that's why it is, I thought
that's
funny.
What else?
What else? What about like, you're doing Monopoly tomorrow, but do you take that seriously? Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday and Monday, I've got Monopoly plans, yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, it gets very sort of... it can be fun, the conversations in between, but it can get a bit nasty. So it's not like a straight fun because it is that, like, you still feel like you're a bit... you can't relax.
Yeah, you want to, you know, you're about to...
Blow up.
Just ruin someone's portfolio. Well, no, I've said,
like, if you've played Monopoly with me, portfolio. I'll say, like, it's actually very similar to work. It's like, this is the last fucking time. Like, we're done. Like, if you don't fucking do this deal, we're done. So it's actually just me living.
What have you done for fun in the past that isn't attached to work?
No, I'm trying to work it out. So I went through my my big collection of books just back here, right? Just looking at all my books, trying to see what books I have that are fiction that I can just read for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anything that wasn't Bree's book. I don't have a single... So the one book that I found that was a fiction... Stand by. Hang on.
He's reaching to his huge shelf of books that he hasn't read. Oh, you can still hear me. Shit. He's still got his headphones on.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
There you go. So, this book, it's a fast-paced thriller. Does that sound good?
Right. Well, it doesn't sound fun, and I think you've got to determine what fun is. To me, reading a book isn't fun. It's pleasant. Mm-hmm. It's relaxing. It makes you feel like you have time on your hands because it's taking a bit of a breath. To me, fun bike riding, hitting a trail, throwing the frisbee at the park, something that involves getting the heart rate up,
And even though this is fiction,
yes,
it still will flare up my anxieties because it's about a guy named Alex Rogo is a harried? Harried? What's harried mean?
Harried.
Let me look at it. Harried?
He's a harried fella.
Harried means feeling strained as a result of having demands. Okay? So
that's Alex you.
And it gets worse.
You're a harried
fella. Alex Rogo is a harried plant manager working ever more desperately to try and improve performance. The book is called The Goal, and it's all about business. And how to make money and all that sort of shit, but it's in a fucking fiction book. And so I don't think that that's a good option for fun.
Here's a piece of fun for you and just an update. 15 minutes away, it's just been picked up. Your eclairs, chocolatey eclairs have been picked up.
Thank you.
This could be fun. I saw someone on social media doing this. I'm sure you saw it too.
TikTok.
They had a frat house party.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a college theme party, him and his missus. His missus had organized it. Mm-hmm. There was beer pong. There was mini hot dogs. There was like chips and Budweiser beer. They were dressed in sort of college theme. They look like that was what their fun was. Mm-hmm.
So do I need to get Brie a cheerleader outfit and say, put this on?
I mean, there could be a bit of fun out of that.
I mean, what do I wear? I have to be a frat boy. What does a frat boy look like?
Well, what does a frat boy look like? Oh, one of those fraternity jackets or like, you know, you'd see it in a young
Dad's Hot
teen
Rod club.
Teen, yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything in Australia doesn't really, it's like a baseball jacket.
Okay. So that's like, one idea. So a theme. There is a lot of stress in like buying the red cups and ordering. It's not something I can do tonight.
I don't... You could do a... I don't know. I'm just thinking... Everything I come up with in my head, I think that you're going to hate and be stressed out.
Okay.
Denominator there is you.
Me, yeah. No, I get it. I'm a pain in the ass. I understand. Like, that's the...
But, like, what about... an impromptu dinner party for you and Breezer? Like,
Uber
get
Eats,
a whole bunch of candles.
Okay.
You know what? The fun... Okay. I was just thinking about this. I've got a spa. Mm-hmm. What's not fun about the spa is putting chemicals and making sure the water's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What's fun about the spa is when you know it's at the right temperature and the baby's just gone to bed, and you're like, oh, you're sort of half nude, you're running down there. It's cold when you exit out, you know, into the outdoors, and then you're trotting along to the spa. Like, that's the fun bit. Once you get in there and you giggle a bit, then you're like, I'm a bit too hot. I'm going to go inside now.
Yeah. It's like those moments when you're in a hotel or whatever. It's like, I've only got 5 minutes in the bath before I'm like, I'm fucking hot. It's too hot in here.
But I think you need to not think that it's going to be a 2.5-3 hour intense fun session. It's fun for little parts of it. And then you look back on what the nice bits are. So for me, we had a fun holiday where we hired a camper van and we drove from Sydney to Byron and we stopped along the way. We didn't know where we were going to stop. I mean, this is relating to a holiday, so it's not something you can do today. But I like that. So what are the themes of that? Travel off the table, but like
don't have a
spontaneity. Spontaneity. Didn't know where we were going to stay that night. We knew we were going to snuggle in the back and we put some nice little lights up inside.
So the chocolate fairy eclair lights. Thing, like that is spontaneous. Don't you feel that's exciting?
I mean, I'm pumped. It's 4 minutes away. We're going to have these on the show. I'm definitely pumped about it. And so I'm just trying to work out for you. Like, okay, what about this? Here's a bit of fun. Build yourselves a pillow fort and watch a little movie in there.
Okay, yeah. Camping
inside with Bodie, so much fun.
Okay.
Sleeping in the tent in my backyard with Bodie, even though it was freezing cold. Fun. Okay. We did it together and it's a memory we have.
And so do we need to move the what's the bed? What goes on the top of a bed?
Who has fun? Kids. And so how can you be more childlike other than your behavior?
Yeah.
Which is pretty childlike.
I can eat all the chocolate clairs. Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's something in that.
What
something
about, in that, yeah, dude. Yeah. Improv? Bree and I doing improv?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna knock that
karaoke?
Back. If it's just you two. Yeah, that'd be fun. Get the karaoke.
Yeah, we're doing karaoke,
dude.
Yeah.
Karaoke. That's what people do for fun. They go to the studio.
Do you reckon I have time to go to store DJ before 5?
No, you can get a fucking app. You know how much equipment we own as a business?
I literally just
packed away into a box about 17 mics that are high quality and we don't use them.
Well, I mean, yeah, you had a, you were having a blow up because you couldn't find anything.
Yeah, yeah. And so I packed it away. But I think you can.
So what are you going to do for fun? What are you committing to?
Tonight's family movie night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have popcorn? No, we got carrot cake. Amy's cooked it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Bodie woke up this morning. It's a mini one. It's probably size of a little football. Double the size of a tennis ball probably. Anyway, woke up this morning. Bodie's first words out of his mouth were, "Where's the carrot cake? I just wanted to eat the carrot cake." So our fun tonight, we'll probably get a pizza and then we eat pizza out here on the big table. Sometimes we eat on bed. That feels on the bed. That feels fun.
Mm.
And then we get Bodie ready and he's so excited and loves getting his little cake. We love watching a little movie.
So do you watch the movie in bed?
Yeah, we watch the movie.
So I think we need a TV in the bedroom. I think that's... seriously. How much of your life has improved since getting a TV? I know that people will fucking say no screens.
Yeah, yeah.
But how much better is your life now that you've got a TV in your room?
Hang on. This is your Uber order.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on. Hello, Joshua Jansen speaking.
Oh, hello. Sorry about this.
Oh, yes.
Just dial.
Are you able to press 504 and we'll come down?
No, don't come down. No, we don't come down. They come up to us. No. Dial 504.
Sorry, I can't hear you, mate. Sorry, are you able to come up?
They come up and leave it at the door. I'm not going down.
Oh, you're not allowed to come inside the building. Okay, we'll send someone down. Thank you.
This is going to be a hard sell for Bree. Hey, Breezer. Give me a sec.
Could be a live blow up. We got a...
Hey, Breezer.
We got a chocolate eclair order that just arrived. What I'm just going to check is, I think this is the same dude that delivered previously his other order of the Subway. God, it was $21 for 5 mixed eclairs. I think they may be mini ones as well. How much was the... Oh, no. No, these could be good ones. This is... Oh, I'm pumped for this.
Okay, she's getting it.
I'm pumped for this, guys. We're going to have the big reveal of the chocolate eclairs.
She's just explaining to her colleagues that she'll be back.
Just... Yeah, sorry. I have to go down to get an Uber order.
For some chocolate.
He said he's not allowed to. Yeah, I mean, this is the bullshit. Thing. You've been pushing...
That pisses me off. You can fucking come upstairs.
Well, is there a rule, though?
No, there's no rule. So you give him 1 star.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
That's okay. What just happened?
I just refreshed.
That's okay. I pushed Command R. 1 star, 1 star. Anyway,
is that what you do?
Yeah, they should come up. Like I do, I empathize and all that sort of thing. But just it's you're doing half the delivery.
Well, you didn't.
If you're coming out, it's like, especially because I get fucking food delivered from around the corner. If they're not coming to our door and they're just coming out the side of the building, I could have done that.
Yeah,
literally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cooking. Have you ever had fun cooking, or does it get too much?
Yeah, I Bree's just leaving now.
Okay.
Right. I worry that he's left.
No, he won't leave.
This feels like the 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
Just trying to get shit delivered. She would have had to get her mask and everything on. Thank you, Breezer.
Oh, yeah.
What were you just saying?
I was just saying about cooking and it being fun, like some, you know, getting with your partner.
I've been cooking breakfast.
I think this is, it's the classic thing parents say, but just while you can, dude, if you think you can't have fun now, it's just, it can be zapped, sucked away with kids. And I know you're not going to have kids, but if you mm-hmm. just aren't having kids, just have as much fun as possible. So, Bodie's,
so what could I do? So like... For, yeah, I'm just...
But even the little thing. So it's the framing of it. It's I definitely fucked it before having kids. I was like, definitely... I mean, you're only needing to process your world as it is. And so if you don't have kids, it's like you think you don't have enough time. You don't have enough... All the things that you still think when you are a parent. But you, in hindsight, you know, Bodie wanting to... Him not going to bed till 9:30 and us having to work so hard because he's having a nap at daycare, which means Amy and I can't spend the quality time together like we would have once been able to do.
And so what is he doing? So what do you do? So you just have to keep him?
Oh, he's on his phone, but... No, I'm joking. No. He naps at daycare, so he's not tired at night, mm-hmm. and he needs to stop his nap.
We ban that.
Well, I've tried to. I've said something. They limited it, but I think it's hard for them to sort of manage every kid and how much they're sleeping.
Yeah, what's another because way of dealing with it? What could you do?
Oh,
give
him tired.
Like fucking no-dose during the day and then he'll fucking...
No, dude, it's like he's on no-dose during the day. Mm-hmm. And so if he doesn't...
What's your Uber here, saying?
Grab your order at the door.
Has he shown a photo? Look, let's see the photo. This is how.
No photo. How do you see a photo? No photo. But maybe so Bree grabbed it. That was pretty quick. I reckon Bree got it. No, he goes hard all day, but then has a nap and then goes hard. But if he doesn't have a nap, he goes hard all day and crashes at night. And so it's the re-energization after his little nap. You know, his little human growth hormones come out and just... healed him up and he's back at it for another.
And so then how much organizing can you actually do? Breeze, just open the door. How'd you go, Breezy? She's not saying anything, but that doesn't...
Here we
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Making amends for my Subway blunder.
Okay,
here we go.
All right.
How big is it? Can you cut to a wider view, please? Yeah. I want to see this whole thing. And oh, okay, yep.
Okay, so it's a box... it's a Tommy. Please leave cake at room temperature 1 hour prior to serving. No problem. Okay. Yep. So you got it from Brunetti's in the end.
Yeah.
Brunetti.
Yeah.
All right.
They came through with the goods for the chocolatey.
It's addictive to say chocolatey.
Chocolatey Claire's. Okay. Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of tape here that I'm just gonna need to take off. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, no worries. His mood's shifting already. It's great. He's going to be a happy baby by the end of the episode. And so I think these are small. It was the multi-pack. Like, you're getting a few different ones.
It's the tapers.
Well, oh my God. We're in, this is an LA.
This is like the edibles gummy, all over again.
Gummy cookies, all yeah, gummy like bears all
look
over
at,
again.
Look at it. It's like it's very.
Mate, break into
tape.
It. Oh, yeah, but okay. Break into it.
I'm not going to tear the box.
Just tear it up.
No, hang on.
Just tear it open.
Hang on. You talk. Go.
Yeah, I got mine. It was old school from a bakery, like an old school style bakery. And it was big. I reckon one of mine would have fit in the box that Josh has. And so he's struggling to open it. It seems quite simple to just rip out the side of it. So you just tear the tape. So rip out the box. This is hilarious.
What do you think I do?
Wherever the tape goes
can
over.
I just get a knife? Hang on. Oh, here we go.
Yes. He's cracked it.
There
you
go.
He solved the Rubik's Cube.
Is this good audio? Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Here we go. Perfect. All right.
All right. He's got his eclairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Show us. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a one that looks like coffee. It's got a coffee bean, a pink one, a chocolate one, one that looks like it could be matcha, and one that looks like it could be pistachio with gold flakes.
Oh, wow. Which one? You got to go chocolate one because I'm glad you got it. They didn't promise any flavor. They said assorted of what we have, which might not have been.
Ready for a review?
Yeah, I want chocolate eclair review of Brunetti's.
So interestingly, you'd expect normally like cream on the outside, no?
Yeah, that's the mini ones have it inside, some of them. Ready? All right, here we go. Now I'm jealous. Now I want one. Oh, it looks good.
It's fucking frozen.
It's,
it's fucking frozen.
It said leave for 1 hour.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting. I'm not even joking.
All right,
not
I'm
gonna be
leave.
A prick about it, but that's fucking gross.
Can I respond to Uber and say they're frozen?
Dude, that pisses me off. Like frozen, it's not like frozen. It's not ice cream. It's fucking frozen cream.
They have to keep them so cold.
That pisses me off.
Calvin's lost it in the comments. Oh, that's great. Right,
we'll finish all up. Right.
Happy Friday, straight out of the freezer from Brunetti's.
That's bullshit, don't you think?
It's said
on
the packet.
On?
Yes, because it's said on the packet. It's not on. It's not on because you want to eat it straight away. But it says please keep out of the fridge for an hour, which will bring it right down. So don't eat those.
I can say that giving this an hour, this needs more than an hour.
Well, can you give it an hour and then do a review on our Instagram account?
I can't believe great. That. Thank you for choosing Brunetti cake. Thank you for nothing, Brunetti.
Yeah, Olivia has said this has been a real roller coaster. Yeah,
I mean the thing is that what I was seeking was cake.
Yeah,
some
but
sort of
no,
fluffy
first
consistency.
You were seeking a chocolate eclair. And I
just wanted the cake consistency. Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Profiterole.
Oh, it's they've conned you into.
They've given me a mini profiterole.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
I'm not a fan of the profiteroles. To be
am
honest,
I sounding though. Am I sounding outrageous? Do you think?
Yeah. That's all right.
Okay. Okay. It's a daily talk show. What's been your Uber Eats disaster?
Yeah.
Or
fail.
Here we go. What have you eaten that's been frozen in the middle? Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Fat Friday. Go do something nice. Have some fun. Maybe go do a camp in your house. Watch a movie. Chill out.
I reckon the bigger question is how can Josh have fun? What is your version of it? And what should he try? Maybe it's like the fun guy. you're coming for the title of the fun guy. What?
It's frozen.
Well, you can't you can't keep eating it because you know it's frozen. So stop eating it.
It's so funny though. It's like the Subway experience. I'm eating it and it's upsetting.
Stop anyway, eating it.
I was going to say something else before. The fun guy. Oh yeah, baseball. My team, Phillies, have had four COVID.
Oh,
positive results, and so they're not playing at the moment.
Oh my god!
So I'm a real mess.
You need to switch off from external.
Sorry, chill out. I just need external. To read some of that book fun. Again.
Yeah, can you do some of those quotes? I like those. That was like all I was reading cool. it. All right, guys.
All righty. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow for our weekend banter. We'll be doing it on Saturday and Sunday, so you can tune in live at youtube.com/thedailytalkshow. And thank you for a great July. Tomorrow is August. Will there be organized August?
Yes, but I also want to say thank you to all the Gronks. It's been our biggest month of downloads ever in the history of this podcast. It is the 31st of July. That is something to be grateful for. And that is something to lift your mood after the subpar eclair, Josh.
Tastes like blood. I'm not even joking. All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you, guys.